CSX, Big Jim, Sounds Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, all in the studio this morning. 620, 70 degrees. I'm going to hit the music, although it doesn't deserve it. Ryan comes running in the studio this morning like, oh my God, this is the most realistic thing ever. This guy is legit. This must be the alien abduction. We finally waited for proof, and we've got it now. We're like, what? And he's like, this is it. Charlie. Charlie's the guy. Charlie's the most legit person ever to experience paranormal activity, to go with the UFOs. Isn't that right, Ryan?
Yeah, but it's Calvin, his name is.
Well, Charlie's his friend.
Charles and Calvin.
Don't shut out Charlie in this. Calvin is a guy from 1973. This goes back to 73, right?
Yeah.
Him and his buddy Charlie are out fishing on Pascagoula in Mississippi when they were abducted by aliens. Now, here's him talking about it. It's pretty compelling. If you listen closely, Aaron, you'll hear it right here.
And that's when I call them aliens or beings of some kind, come out of the craft. Two of them got a hold of Charlie, myself. The craft was probably 300 yards away from us, or a football field.
That's 100 yards.
And they floated over. They didn't walk. They floated. So they took us and floated us back aboard the craft. So when we got on the craft, I went in one direction. I didn't see Charlie anymore since then. I turned to look for him. But he was just gone.
He was gone. I turned around. I'm like, hey, Charlie, where'd you go? If you want this, of course, we'll text it to you.
The key word is alien.
Yeah.
You know what makes this even worse?
What's that, Aaron V?
Is I did a Google search, and there's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to the Pascagoula abduction.
1973. Oh, yeah,
it was
huge.
It was all over the news back then.
1973.
What do you mean back then? You weren't even born back
exactly.
Then. Well, get off my lawn.
What would that be considered?
1973?
Yeah.
The good old days.
Not back
kids
then.
Kids were kids and women weren't wearing those high-heeled shoes.
I believe this way more than the time travelers, because think about it. Why would you go to, like, you're not going to go to, like, New York and abduct a super smart dude or anything, or jump on the Harvard campus and get one of them.
You're going to duck Calvin?
Yeah, nobody's going to believe this guy to begin with, so why wouldn't you make him your target?
Now, if you want this, we'll text it to you on your cellular phone device, 248-398-9279. The key word is...
alien.
That's so sweet of you to do that. You're just sweeter than brown sugar on a Sunday muffin. All right, now, here's more with Calvin. He's talking about being put on a table.
And they put me on what I call a table, but I never felt the table behind me, but I was laying about a 45-degree angle, and there was a thing that come out of the ceiling, or it was just really floating, and it started circling my head. It was about the size of a deck of cards, but it was going click, 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 click about four times, and I figured it was kind of like an MRI or something. You know, thinking about it later, I didn't know what one was back then.
So he got drunk and woke up in the ER, basically, and they were giving an MRI to see what was wrong with him, and he's turned this into an alien abduction.
Well, they were fishing on the Pascagoula River in Mississippi when this incident occurred.
Of course they were.
Yep.
What do you mean? You're not buying this, are you?
I buy all of these things. Well, most of them.
Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Remember her? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're doing this for a radio bit, aren't you?
No.
You're just playing along.
No,
No.
You understand that?
No.
I had to start YouTubing videos and stuff, and I have a podcast that this guy was on a while ago that I'm definitely going to listen to when I leave here today.
Calvin.
Yeah.
This guy talking about what happened.
Yeah.
They floated over. They didn't walk. They floated and floated us back aboard the craft, and they put me on what I call a table, but I never felt the table behind me, but I was laying about a 45-degree angle.
I was probed in places you can't talk about.
You know what I like about him? He puts everything in layman's terms. It's very easy to understand.
Because he was drunk and woke up in a hospital getting an MRI. That's all it is. He got hammered with his buddy Charlie. And
that's what they wanted him to think. That's what the aliens told him.
Oh, my God. He's serious.
Charles in the back. I seen it, too.
Charles died, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep, too much probing.
I want to read that obit. I want to be there for that one. Charlie was a good man. He just got too much probing from the aliens. We'd like to play a song by the Doors, Backdoor Man. That's what he asked for. So... Rest in peace, Charlie. Now, again, if you want to see this, not that part. We ain't going to show you that. We'll show you the video if you want to see Calvin. 248-398-WCSX. The key word is...
alien.
Oh, rest in peace, Charlie.